Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Blessed Mary of Pisa.
The city of Pisa, glistening in the bright Italian sun, on the banks of the Arno River, gains importance during my time as we near the close of the 14th century. But it reflects the times, times of intrigue. Men seem to have forgotten that the church is the house of the Lord. Instead, they use it as an instrument to promote their own political ambitions. My brother, Prince Gianfranco, age 35, will have nothing to do with the church, has a contempt for those who now seem to represent it. But he is head of the house, and I give him a measure of due respect when he sends for me.
Lucio, I have a daughter, 12 years old. She's a beautiful child. They have great plans for her.
I'm sure you have.
But knowing this, you try to influence her against my wishes.
I'm her uncle. I have concern for her.
Your concern has not been requested.
Your daughter wants to become a nun. She wants to serve God. Have you the right to deny her that privilege?
I'm her father. She shall do as I command.
Even as her father. I wonder if you have that right.
Now, let me say, she and I have never talked on this subject, but we will. This very day. I intend to send for her, and then we'll settle the matter. And I shall trust you not to encourage her any further with her quaint nonsense.
You wanted to see me, Papa?
Yes, let me look at you. 12 years old, eh? Well, you could pass for 16. No wonder you're attracting attention.
Why did you send for me, Papa?
What's this I hear of your wanting to go into a convent?
I was hoping to talk to you about it.
Oh, you were?
Oh, yes.
And your Uncle Lucio seems to be better informed than I about what you wish and don't wish.
Uncle Lucio has been so kind, so encouraging.
You enter a convent? A girl with your beauty, with your position? My, I really don't recall anyone in my line having a streak of insanity. Child, are you out of your mind? Are you sick?
No, Papa, I really do want to become a nun.
Why?
So that I can serve our Lord.
Have you any idea of what you're talking about?
I can't think of anything more beautiful or satisfying.
Satisfying? To abandon everything you have, your wealth and position, to turn your back on marriage, to live a life of chastity and poverty?
It's what I most want to do.
Well, I suppose at your age you see something romantic about being a nun. But in another year you'll want to be something very different, I assure you. A nun indeed. Now, if you were a boy, I could see some sense in your wanting to enter the church. And not for religious reasons, mind you. But with the proper guidance and influence, you might become a cardinal. Eventually a pope. You'd have power. As it is, you're a girl.
But I can still serve our Lord.
Now, there are some fine examples of people who serve him around this city and around Rome, too. I can think of much more constructive company for you. Your second cousin, Giovanni, for instance.
Cousin Giovanni?
I think he'd make you an admirable husband.
Husband? Oh, no, Papa.
No? You dare to say no to your father?
Oh, Papa, please, please don't talk about making me marry anyone.
Not anyone, child. But Giovanni. Yes, I think marriage could be the right solution. And put these other notions out of your head. Rather, we will call the matter settled.
Oh, Papa, please. Please don't.
You may go.
He is brought to the Mancini Palace. A simpering, debauched youth. Giovanni Carlo Maria Felice Mancini de Basile. And he surveys Mary with appreciation.
Pretty. Oh, very, very, very pretty. Isn't she, Cousin Gianfranco?
She's generally considered somewhat more than pretty.
But see, she shrinks from me. I wonder why. I see no sign of eager, maidenly anticipation. Can it be she doesn't regard her forthcoming union with me with relish?
No, she's young.
To be sure.
Young and not yet accustomed to the idea of marriage.
Of course.
You must give her time.
And still, I crave a gesture of welcome from her. Cousin Mary, at least extend a hand so that I may kiss it.
Mary.
at last, a sob of... shall we say, modest joy? Dear, dear, dear Cousin Mary, your emotion puts my poor heart into a flutter of almost immodest anticipation. Cousin Gianfranco, for each passing hour away from my promised bride will torture me beyond endurance.
You shall be married in a month.
A month? Oh, what distance to put between my dear cousin and me. But we must be brave, Mary. Be brave as you wait for the happy day. Be brave as I will, and think only of me as I will.
Mary, I forbid this outrageous display of tears.
I don't want to marry him, Papa. I don't want to marry anyone. Please, please, don't force me.
Gianfranco is resolved. Yet, because in his own peculiar way, he loves his daughter, he is disturbed by her misery. And after a few days, he talks to her again.
Child, it's natural for a young girl to be timid, nervous, even afraid as she faces marriage.
Papa, that's not the reason I don't want to marry Giovanni or anyone else.
Well, now let's talk about this other notion you have. Why do you want to become a nun?
I told you, Papa.
Yes. Yes, you want to serve God, but you can serve him in other ways. Oh, let the peasant girls become nuns. Let the daughters of the poor become nuns. But girls like you, child, a convent is no place for your kind. You're a Mancini. You have regal blood in you. You're a princess.
Papa, a princess or a peasant girl appear the same in God's eyes. Papa, there are more reasons than one why a girl wants to become a nun. For one thing, I want to be sure I'll go to heaven.
Child.
I want to spend my life on earth preparing for eternity. And I want to help others. And I want to live a life of prayer, praying for other people. Oh, Papa, sometimes I feel sure Jesus is so close to me that...
That what?
Papa, I love my Jesus. Please, don't force me to marry Cousin Giovanni. Please, Papa.
The sooner you're married to him, the sooner you'll come back to Earth. And your senses.
Amid pomp and pageantry, Mary is married. In the next 3 years, she bears 2 children. But 6 months after each is born, the child is taken from her by her husband's parents to be schooled in their ways. And Mary's rights of motherhood are denied her. Meantime, Giovanni has found other interests and arrogantly considers himself above discretion. The fact that inflames my brother.
Lucio, you know what's going on?
Yes, I know.
I cannot have my daughter humiliated in public.
It is inevitable that she would be humiliated and betrayed.
It is equally inevitable that she will be avenged.
It happens. As Giovanni leaves a place of rendezvous, he walks across a dark square, then into a narrow street. He sees nothing in the shadows, not even the glint of a dagger the moment before it plunges into his back. Mary.
Yes, Uncle Lucio.
I've come to take you home.
Yes, I'm ready to go. Who had my husband murdered?
We may never know. He knew many women. Perhaps he made someone jealous. Come, let's go home. Your father is anxious to have you back with him.
Let Giovanni's parents mourn him. There will be no mourning in this house. I forbid you even to wear black. A child, you become a young woman, more lovely than ever, even in tragedy. Now come, you've had no love for that scoundrel. You have no cause to sorrow for him.
I sorrow as much for the one who killed, or who had him killed. I shall pray for that person. Oh, Papa, why is there so much wickedness in the world?
You're approaching an age when you'll find some of this so-called wickedness most enchanting. And I think the first thing we must do now is find you another husband.
What did you say, Papa?
You must have a new husband, Mary. This time an older man, perhaps. Someone who will cherish you as a father might. And who will be tolerant of your youth.
What are you saying, Papa?
Well, isn't it clear? You're a widow, just turned 16. You have years of pleasure ahead of you. Yes, an elderly husband with high rank and wealth. Let us consider the Duke of Villanova. Charming old fellow. He'd be ideal for you.
Oh, my Jesus, what are they doing to me?
Stop that sobby, child, you hear me? I forbid the use of that name in this house.
Oh, Lord Jesus, forgive my father, forgive
him. Stop it, stop it!
Gianfranco, obsessed by the idea of seeing his daughter as a fashionable woman, forces her into a marriage with the Duke of Villanova. 2 years pass, 4 years, six, almost 8 years. The Duke is bedridden. Mary seldom leaves his side. I find her one morning in the palace garden.
He's dead, Uncle Lucio.
Oh, when?
This morning. He was a very nice man. He liked to hear me pray. I was holding his hand when he died. The priest was there.
Will you stay on here?
No.
Will you go home to your father?
No.
No, I didn't think so. But I fancy he'll have something to say about that.
Yes, I expect he will.
Free.
Yes, Father, I'm free.
And wealthy in your own right. A palace of your own. Free to take your place in more lively society. Of course, I've anticipated this situation. I'm just surprised it didn't happen sooner. The old boy took a long time to pass away. Well, we'll have to make arrangements now.
I've made arrangements, Father.
Oh? Well, you must discuss them with me. There must be a big reception.
I don't anticipate one, Father. I'm entering a convent.
What?
I intend to enter a convent.
You have children.
I have no children, Father. I am not their mother. I simply brought them into the world. And they were stolen from me.
Well, they're still within the family. That's all that matters. Oh, Mary, you're talking nonsense about this business of going into a convent.
No, Father, I mean it.
I shall forbid it. Prevent it.
Haven't you kept me from our Lord long enough, Father?
Kept you from...
Isn't that what you've done?
I've kept you from humiliation. The princess of the House of Mancini becoming a poor, miserable nun.
I want that humiliation, Father. I want the poverty. Misery? No, I don't expect to find misery. I expect to find a satisfaction I've never known before.
I shall prevent it. I am your father. You shall obey me.
I'm not a child any longer, Father. I'm a woman. I'm 24.
And I am still a power in this province. I'll have no daughter of mine wearing a nun's garb and scrubbing floors in some godforsaken convent.
God has not forsaken the houses of his servants, Father.
Lucio.
Yes?
Come away from that window. I want to talk to you.
Then talk.
Lucio, what do you make of her?
She's grown up now. And she still wants to be a nun. The idea has not died.
I'll stop her.
How can you?
I'll bring pressure on the convent.
That'll serve no purpose.
Very well, I'll have the girl taken away somewhere. I'd rather imprison her than see her become a nun.
Imprison your daughter?
If necessary.
Gianfranco, you're losing your mind.
I'm very much in my right senses. And I'll bring her to her senses, too.
If you have no respect for Mary's wishes, at least respect Christ. She wants to serve him. You can't deny her that right.
Keep your religion, your church, and all that goes with it. I want no part of it, nor any more talk about it. And don't goad me too much to anger, my dear brother, or I may forget our blood ties.
You have forgotten too much already. Where is she, Gianfranco?
She.
Mary, where is she?
She's not at her palace?
No.
Then she must be somewhere else.
Where is she?
5 miles from here in my castle.
Castle? Oh, no, you couldn't have.
Couldn't I? You see, I have.
In a dungeon?
For the moment. She wants the poverty of a convent. I'm sure the poverty of a dungeon will serve the same purpose.
I am ashamed of my relationship with you. It's like a curse.
Now, don't be so disturbed, Lucio.
At least let me see her.
Now, you can talk to her through the bars. Oh, I wouldn't deprive you of that privilege, Lucio. See her. By all means, see her. Bring her to her senses. Make her promise to abandon this nonsense of becoming a nun.
God forgive you. So I ride to my brother's castle in the hills, and I walk through the underground passage that leads to the dungeons. In the gloom, I see her kneeling in the center of her cell, and her voice reaches me.
Oh, my Jesus, to be here in this dungeon in my holy name is a happiness almost too much to bear. And to know that thou art beside me, and that I am never alone, is a wondrous grace thou givest me. O my Lord Jesus, look upon my earthly father with all thy compassion, and let the light of thy love for all mankind shine upon him, and soften his heart towards thee that he may dwell in thy house.
Mary.
Uncle Lucio.
Yes. Can you see me?
Yes. Are you well, Uncle?
Sick at heart at seeing you here.
But I don't suffer. I don't mind being here. How is my father?
He wants you to give up the idea of being a nun.
But he knows I can't.
And you never will?
No, Uncle. Even if I must die in this cell.
Is it that important to you?
You, of all people, know it is, Uncle.
And nothing else matters.
Nothing else. But I'm all right here. I have every minute of the day and night to pray. And I can pray for so many things and for so many people. But that's the most I can do. I can't help anyone. I can't take care of the sick or find food for the hungry. All I can do here is pray for them and be grateful to our Lord for this opportunity for so much prayer.
Her father is stubborn, as she is, but he will keep her in the dungeon until she either changes her mind or becomes sick and dies. So I walk away from the cell and look for the dungeon keeper.
My lord has seen the prisoner, and now he wants to leave the castle?
I want the prisoner, so you may release her in my charge.
But I cannot release the prisoner without an order signed by His Excellency the Prince, your brother.
In this instance, you take orders from me.
No, my lord. No.
Forgive me, my friend. But I need the keys. Mary, come. You're free, only hurry.
Uncle Lucio, what have you done?
Borrowed the keys and left the guard with a bag of gold. Now come along.
Have you harmed him?
You'll be all right. Come.
Not so fast, my lord, or I'll drive this spear through my lord's gizzard. You should have made a better job of me, my lord.
Foolhardy thing you attempted. You'll pay for it.
Let your daughter go free, Gianfranco. She'll die in here before she changes her mind.
And I'll die before I change mine.
My brother walks away from me and goes to Mary's cell. Again, she is kneeling in prayer. But he calls to her, interrupting her prayer.
Mary.
Yes, Father?
Come, girl, enough of all this.
What is to become of Uncle Lucio?
Nothing, no harm. If you give me your promise to come home and take your proper place in society.
And if I cannot do that?
I'll have my brother executed for treason, for conspiring against me.
For wanting to help me, Father.
He'll die, whatever his reasons. Die because you won't give up a ridiculous idea. You can save him if you want to.
Oh, my Jesus, what am I to do? What am I to do?
Change your mind, girl. Be sensible. Change your mind, for I swear to God I won't change mine.
Lord Jesus, within me and at my side. Oh, sweet Jesus, stretch forth thy hand.
No hand is going to be stretched forth to help you, girl, except mine.
Father.
He is dead, stretched on the ground, lifeless, as if struck down by God himself. He who had dared stand between our Lord and Mary for so long is dead. And because I am next in line, I succeed him.
Goodbye, Uncle Lucio.
Goodbye, Mary. Our Lord must love you a great deal.
I suppose he loves us all, Uncle. If only we'd listen to him.
She whom our Lord freed from the dungeon enters a Dominican convent to begin a new and inspired life in the service of our Lord. Sister Mary of Pisa, beloved bride of Jesus.